WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So guess what? I have an apology for you.
Uh-oh.
So our last episode, I said to you, I was all excited. I sent you, I'm wearing this, the color of the season, which was Kelly Green.
Right.
And you said to me, no, Michelle, that's teal. And I said, no, Nikki, it's Kelly Green.
So is that why you're wearing Kelly Green now?
That's why I'm wearing Kelly Green today on purpose, because it really was teal. I guess as a little bit colorblind. So I'm publicly apologizing.
Oh, that's okay.
And I'm wearing my Kelly Green today. And I love it. But it really was not Kelly Green.
So you know how I know all the colors, right?
Tell me.
Because as a teenager, I worked in a clothing store.
Oh, really?
So the clothing store was called Club Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you get all the names of all the different t-shirts and the shades, the aubergine, and that's the only name I can think of right now. But yeah, all the fancy.
One of the colors that I love.
Chartreuse.
I've never heard of that color, but one color I discovered when I worked at Air Jamaica was magenta.
Oh, okay.
Because that was one of our uniforms was magenta. And I actually fell in love with the shade. I just thought it was just nice and happy and bright. But a lot of people at the time did not know what magenta was, including myself. So it's always interesting to hear new colors, new shades, but it's Kelly Green today.
Fun fact on the magenta.
Mm-hmm, tell me.
When I was in high school, you know, you have your group of girls.
Right.
And so we were called the Rainbow Gang.
Oh.
And my name was magenta.
No way.
Yes. Because I love purple.
So Nikki, I've learned two things about you today. All right. I don't have any fun facts today, but hopefully I will have for the next episode.
No problem.
So how are you and how was your summer? Summer felt super short. Did it feel short to you this year?
It did, I think, because of the time that I traveled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about you?
Summer just felt really, really short. It was a summer with a difference for us. We usually do our family trip. But I know you had an exciting summer with a difference. So tell us about that.
Well, I don't know if anybody knows or everybody that knows me know, and you know that I'm a big planner in advance. So I plan my trips like a year, 2 years in advance. I usually know where we're going, like our big trips. So this year we didn't have anything planned in the summer. We had gone to New York in May, I think it was.
Right. And that was nice.
Yeah, that was great. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, I decided that we would book a cruise to go to Alaska. Now, Trevor has never in his life wanted to go to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to go there? It's cold, da, 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 da. But anyhow, he loves orcas.
Mm-hmm.
That was our way of getting him there. And it ended up just being the four of us. Me and the two us.
And the boys.
And the two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Michelle, it was like a great trip. Very relaxing, very chill. I would recommend anybody to go to Alaska.
What's the best thing about the trip?
The best thing about the trip. Wow, there was a lot of good things.
Tell us.
Well,
I've never been. So I'd love to hear.
We went by cruise.
Yes. Where did you leave from?
We left from Vancouver.
Okay.
And we stayed in the Fairmont, Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And Max, you know, as you may or may not know, goes to school in Vancouver. So he was actually there.
Right.
And he suggested we stay further downtown so we could go shopping. And we stayed in Fairmont, Vancouver in the gold level rooms, which we loved because you get access to the lounges.
Nice.
So there was breakfast there. There was lunch. There was afternoon tea. There was hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. It was great. So we actually could go shopping, come back, have a drink, have a snack, go back out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We just ate breakfast there, really.
But, mm-hmm.
So that was very nice. And we left from there and we went on the cruise. And it was just relaxing. It was nice to be be wearing sweaters, we can't lie.
Right.
And our puffy vests.
But I saw that you were kayaking.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the boys, everyone chose what they wanted to do. So one of the things was that they wanted to go, Kaylin really wanted to go kayaking mm-hmm. with the glaciers in the background and stuff. So yes, I did it.
Were you scared?
I wasn't scared because it was, of course, it was Trevor and I in the kayak, and it was a two-man kayak, and they put you in the kayak and then they zip you in almost.
Ah, okay. So you felt secure.
Kind of. Okay. Except that there was a leak in my kayak, so my pants got all wet.
Okay.
And I think I was a weak link with the kayaking. And we had to kayak. I think they said it was like...
A weak link? No. You were not a weak link.
I think we kayaked like 3 miles. I don't even know. It seemed like a long time. Mm-hmm. So.
But you enjoyed it. Everybody enjoyed it.
We enjoyed
it. Elona. Especially, I'm
he
sure.
Was happy. Right. We also went on a whale expedition.
Wow.
So if you go to Alaska and you're doing whales, mm-hmm. Try and get a smaller boat. Because mm-hmm. the smaller boats are more agile. Mm-hmm. So they can follow the whales and you can get closer.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that was that. And then we did a lot of eating, a lot of drinking, and just relaxing.
And you haven't gained any weight, and that's a good thing.
Wow, I don't know.
You have not. You look amazing.
But one thing else I wanted to tell about Alaska, too, is that the ship takes you right by some of the glaciers. Mm. So, like, we had almost an expedition while still being on the ship. Because the captain, like, you know, drove.
took you through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was really good. And the boys had a good time. And mm-hmm. Trevor had a good time.
And this was the first time for all of you going
to Alaska.
Okay.
And we definitely will go back.
Awesome.
Not next year, I don't think, but definitely.
But that's a summer with that difference for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that was good. So we went to Niagara Falls before that, just Kaylin and I. Mm-hmm. So we were actually away. It was good.
Was it crowded? Everybody going back out?
Yeah. Yeah. I felt a little bit overwhelmed, but okay. I don't know if you've ever been on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls.
I have, yes.
Niagara on the lake is really nice.
Okay.
Where there's like wine.
Oh, no.
Like there's like wineries and stuff.
Chris and I had done it many years ago with Zach, with JP. So this was before Zach was mm-hmm. born. So we're talking about maybe 18 years ago. We
did
long ago. And we enjoyed it. We need to go back.
Yeah. Go back to Niagara Falls and Niagara on the Lake. It's very nice. I hope somebody I know gets married out there and invites me to a wedding.
Well, our summer was different too, because usually we do our summer trips.
Right. Around Zappo's birthday. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So we were like, okay, do we do Chicago? Do we do Mexico? We spent so much time.
I remember.
Trying to figure out where to go that we didn't go anywhere. But we still had a good time. So Zach and I went to Miami.
Yes.
And we don't usually stay in Miami, just both of us. JP had work, so he couldn't come. And we stayed in Wynwood. Mm. That was really nice.
The art district, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Nice. Yes. We really enjoyed it. It was hot, but it was just really nice being there. All the murals on the walls, and your air conditioned areas that you can actually go into. And they're themed, so they're quite interesting. And then we went to the shopping district, and you know, Zach had a great time just walking around, and so did I. And he was shopping, and it was interesting seeing him shop at this age. And he's actually a very good shopper.
Yeah.
And he'd say, "Mom, I think this will look nice on you." Well, and I thought it was quite interesting that he was looking at things that he thought I would like.
That's nice.
And then we met up with Chris. He came to Fort Lauderdale. He was in St. Lucia for meetings. And that was nice too. But the Wynwood experience was really, really nice. And then he actually went back to DR. Zach went back to DR for a week with a friend, which we had gone to DR earlier this year.
Yes, yes.
So he went back with a friend. He spent a week. He had a blast.
Nice.
Because that was now a different experience.
Of course,
he was
a in whole home. Time, yeah.
Right. Because in someone's
I'm
home.
I'm sure he saw so much more. Like when people come to Jamaica, right?
Absolutely. As opposed to the hotels. I want to do DR again, like now. Very, very soon. So that was nice too. And of course, we had Carnival mm-hmm. in the summer, which was different.
Which
so
was,
we,
yeah,
we were part of that. Yeah. none of us jumped, but we were on the road, and it was just great seeing people I hadn't seen in a long time, and just being.
That was kind of like our first major event, right?
Yeah, your major event being out
without masks.
Yes, yes. I mean, by the time I got home, I was like, "Oh my gosh, I feel sniffly. My throat is hurting."
I know you have to.
All of that. I was gagging with Listerine, but thank God we were all okay. What else happened over the summer? Zaka turned 16. It was actually a Zaka summer this year. Zaka turned 16.
I saw those great photos of him all dressed up like sweet 16.
Yeah,
party.
That was a thing too. That was his first, himself and his cousin Jude. Mm-hmm. They had to go to a masquerade party. So that was exciting because they had to wear suits and, you know.
That's nice that they had a different.
It was nice. When I saw the photos, I thought of that. Yes, it was a nice theme party. A lot of his friends turned 16 this year. But that party was really, really interesting because at that age, you see them all dressed up in gowns and suits. That was nice. So we did our catamaran for his birthday. We did Loose Cannon, which was very, very nice. Went out to Maiden Key. And that night, he went out with his friends. And we had two, Chris and JP organized to have two of his favorite DJs appear, which he didn't realize that they were going to be there for him. But that was just a nice touch and an absolute fantastic end to the night. So he had a blast of a summer. JP worked most summers, and he's at that point now where summers are not really summers for him.
Yes.
But a lot of his friends were here from overseas, so they had a good time. For Chris and I, we're just going to have to do our vacation outside of the children because we didn't do... Well, actually, no, we did Half Moon. What am I saying? Yeah, I did Half Moon. And we stayed an extra day. We had a fabulous, 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 fabulous villa.
Mm.
We stayed in a villa for a change.
Nice.
At Half Moon. And it was absolutely fabulous. We actually asked the boys to come down.
But they...
They didn't. And that was okay. Because we just had our time together.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. And that villa, though. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
That's a once in a lifetime.
It's not a and once we grabbed in a lifetime.
It. No, trust me. It's a once in a lifetime. And we grabbed it. It was an opportunity that came our way and we grabbed it. And it was just fantastic staying
good,
there. I mean, we love Half Moon, but that villa gives us a whole different experience, which
of course.
Amazing.
So can you go back to the regular experience now?
I know it's going to be hard. It's going to be really, really hard. And we ran into Carmela and Kamali were there.
Oh, nice.
So that was nice, too. Okay. You know? So, but it's going to be hard to go back to the regular rooms after this. But it was great. We really, really enjoyed that.
But now you talked about Wynwood. Like, it makes me want to go there because I've never been.
Really?
And it's a nice, easy trip for us to make.
And I understand a Jamaican restaurant is going to be opening up.
Okay. Not that I'm going to go to Man to have Jamaican food.
No, but just part of the experience.
Okay.
But I understand a huge Jamaican restaurant is going to be opening up
okay.
in Wynwood very soon. So, you know, just to have representation there, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
But I liked it. And so too, I wasn't sure if Zach was going to like it, but he actually did. He loved it.
Oh, good.
Because it's just a lot of expression that's there. It's just open. It's free. It's free meaning, I don't mean in terms of cost, it's just the vibe that you get. And I really, really enjoyed seeing the different works by different artists. And it just feels very alive.
So you know that they have that, obviously not the same Wynwood experience,
mm-hmm.
but we keep on saying that we have to do it here.
Right.
The trip. I mean, like the tour to do the...
We've done that.
You've done it?
Not the tour, not the official tour.
Right.
But JP loves downtown Kingston.
Right.
He loves it and he takes us down there from time to time. Right. But he's down there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And those murals are beautiful. Right. And we should do it.
I've only ever done the murals on Fleet Street. But right. I want to do that.
I've done
section.
Fleet Street and I've done the others. But we should actually do lunch at F&B Downtown,
okay.
which we did that over the summer too. One of his teachers came down from the States and we went down there and that is a nice experience.
Okay, so lunch sure.
at
let's do it.
Lunch at F&B Downtown.
We have to wait for the weather to look cooler.
It was hot. It was hot. I can't tell you. It was hot. But you also get the sea breeze because you get the harbor is right there. The sea breeze. So it's
oftentimes,
nice.
We've been for lunch on the harbor for fish. I don't remember the name of the restaurant.
Gloria's?
Is it the Gloria's?
Yeah, there's Gloria's down there.
Yeah, I think so.
But there's now the Rock Hotel too.
Oh yes.
I went there with Simone and her friends. I think it was like
there's a lot of things for us.
So there are things to do. There are things to do. Different things.
Right.
Different things. And downtown Kingston is becoming alive. So
yes, we just spoke to a friend of ours yesterday who has his property downstairs, mm-hmm. and he was saying about all the different places that are downtown. And like, because he was saying how, you know, there's doctors and dentists opening up there. He was trying to get Trevor to open a practice there. But mm-hmm. Trevor not moving anywhere. But
I mean, it's a little bit daunting to drive down there at 10 o'clock at night and then drive back up at 1 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, you're not doing it alone. You're going to be with company. And I think it's relatively safe. It just feels a little scary because it's dark and you're accustomed to downtown being alive, but at that time of the night and into the morning is really just very quiet. So it feels, you know, a little
scary.
I hope
it builds up though.
I hope
because
it does
too. A beautiful place.
I love it. I love it. You know, anywhere there's sea, I'm happy, right?
Yeah.
So just being able to see the water is for me is amazing. And there's a lot of history down there. There's so much that we have forgotten over the years, because downtown is just, I mean, it's a shopping district, but in terms of entertainment, we don't really go downtown for entertainment, but it's coming alive, and I'm happy, happy, happy for that.
Well, whenever we used to be lost downtown,
mm-hmm.
we would always call my father and say, Daddy, we're on this street. Where do we go now? Because
right.
he knew downtown like the back of his hand, because that's where their business started. And he used to live on what he always called Matches Lane.
Right. Oh, really?
Right. However, I did not know, and I don't know if you know, do you know what Matches Lane really is?
Matthews Lane.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never knew that for the Matthews like Lane. Daddy would always say Matches Lane.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I just thought it was M-A-T-C-H-E-S.
No, Matthews Lane.
Yes.
Yeah. But remember, we had our business in Crossroads.
Okay, so that's
I used to go downtown all the time, mm-hmm. and but you know, we buy goods and take it up. But when I was in high school, I studied at the library on East Street.
Okay.
And on a Saturday, so when I'm finished studying, before I got my driver's license, I'd take the bus back up to Crossroads. So I'd walk.
You
around.
Actually took the bus, Mitch?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. I take the bus back to the pharmacy, but I'd walk around downtown.
Nice.
I just find myself literally, I mean, I wasn't scared or anything, but when I think about it now, I'm like, oh my gosh. But you know, when you're in that your teenage bliss and you know, just not thinking about anything, I just enjoyed
and
walking down King Street. Right? I would enjoy going by Ward Theater. I'd go down to the park down there. I wouldn't do it now. But then I did. I just used to walk a lot downtown, and I just thought the buildings were exciting.
Yeah, and the buildings
architecture. I mean, some parts are a little bit scary because they're burnt out or you know mm-hmm. not occupied. But generally speaking, the architecture is amazing, and I think there's just so many stories down there. I'd love to go back down and explore. We could think about doing that.
Yeah, for sure. We need to go to Orange Street.
We need to go to Orange Street. I did a lot of shopping on Orange Street. And in fact, I want to tell you that Orange Street has stores, a particular store down there that you'd think you're in the middle of Manhattan.
Really?
Yes.
No.
It's a clothing
store. Okay, we have to go.
It's a clothing store, and it's nicely set up. You'd think you're in the middle of Manhattan.
Yeah.
So there are things to do.
For sure.
There are things to do, for sure.
Yeah, so that was kind of our summer, and we talked about how did we get to Orange Street?
I don't know. But guess what? It's back to school, Nikki, and both our boys are in their final year.
Yes. Well, I'm really, really in the final year.
I mean, final year of...
As a group.
Right.
Of a,
yeah.
But yeah, but I'm really in my final year.
This is it. High school. Finished for you.
19 years that my kids have been at that school.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. No, I'm not anywhere near that, but... It's been a journey.
Maybe
though.
By the time you add it up.
Maybe. It's been a journey.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited to see all the kids being back at school because there's no online anymore.
Except the traffic.
The traffic is hard. Actually, someone posted the other day, let's get back to Zoom. Because
I saw
the traffic
that
is
too.
Crazy. Yeah. And the traffic really is crazy. And I just, even though you try to plan your routes and stuff, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, of course, all the rain that we've been having hasn't helped because people divert away from all the gullies.
And everybody's diverting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the traffic is bad. Speaking of rain, my road is horrible again. And
the potholes.
The potholes. And driving over the hill in the mornings is such a disaster because with the rain, there's a lot of bush in the roads. It's very narrow, plus the potholes, plus everybody thinks it's a one way in a particular direction. And I'm going in the opposite direction.
Well, I only come back on the hill.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I go over the hill in the mornings. So I'm facing the traffic coming down and it can be very unpleasant sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and just go the regular route.
Yeah. Just go for the safety. Regular and then come back. Yes.
For sure. My sanity and for Zachary's safety, I think I'll go the regular.
And your safety too.
My sanity. So we're in our new season. Can you believe it?
Yes, I know. We've been doing this now for
a couple years.
Yes, we started in 2021, right?
Right, well, right.
So this is our second year of doing this.
But guess what? It feels like we're doing our Christmas episode like just not so long ago.
Yes.
Did this year go by fast? Is it? I think we just got so busy again. It feels that way.
I think the years are just going by ridiculously fast.
But remember last year, it felt like it was a crawl. 2020 was a crawl. 2021 was a crawl. But I guess because we're getting back to
and we're actually normal going thing, out and doing things.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
I'm not full force out. I'm not either.
It's so hard to do.
We just have to do everything gradually and, you know. We're not wearing masks everywhere, no.
Yeah.
Some places still. I still wear my mask in the supermarket.
I try to wear it as much as I can, but...
And I'm still spraying and I'm still wiping down and washing.
I'm a little bit more liberal, but...
I've loosened up a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm still aware, you know, and I think we still need to be because there are things out there still.
Right. And so, look at this. Christmas is coming up.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that again. Can I tell you, Azan Supercenter, Natalie, are you listening? They have Christmas decorations.
I saw. Out.
So too does Price Mart.
Yes.
So we need to.
Can you please start early?
For sure. But we need to take a trip down to Azan Supercenter because they have some nice decorations.
Oh,
and
let's go
they're
early.
Going to go.
Yeah, let's go early.
Let's go early and do some shopping.
For sure.
Yeah. So this is our first episode of our new season.
Right.
And we're excited about this season because we have a lot of interesting persons we're going to have on. And of course, it's always great to talk about the holidays, which we will talk about later on. But in the meantime, going up to that, you know, we're going to have some really interesting guests on. And we just want to invite our listeners to like and share and comment.
Of course. And please listen, for sure. But we're also going to be doing things a little bit differently, hopefully to be a little bit more visual, because we promise to get out there.
Yes.
And post a lot more.
But of course, we need feedback, though.
Right.
We need feedback from our listeners. And we can now say our viewers.
Right.
Listeners and viewers.
Because we're on YouTube.
Yes.
And all of these episodes coming up will be on YouTube.
On YouTube, right. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So let's get on with our day.
Right.
And great seeing you. Great to be back on air. That's so
for
nice.
Sure. In your Kelly
like green. Green. Yes, I wore it on purpose. I took it out from last night. I'm like, Nikki has to see my Kelly green top.
And you know, she did say, I'm going to start with a joke. So I didn't know at all what was coming up.
All right. So great to be back. Great seeing you. Lots of exciting things coming up.
For sure.
And I'm happy to see that we're going to be fulfilling one of the requests of our listeners to actually see us.
Yes.
So that's a new thing for us and we're happy and excited about that.
Perfect. So we'll see you all soon and talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. Please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening.
And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at What.the50.